Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon with some bonus one-on-one content for you. Former KYW News Radio anchor Leslie Van Arsdal and former Eagle great Brian Westbrook have teamed up to write a children's book. It's called The Mouse Who Played Football, and it's great. Caught up with the authors to talk about how this venture came together. So to start, and I'll start with you, Brian, kind of give me the origin story of this book. Is this something that always had been rattling around you thought would be fun? Did somebody come to you? Did it just kind of hit you one day when you were out, driving around? What's the background here?
Well, Leslie and her great husband, Mark, had been friends for a while. And Mark called and said, Leslie, my wife has a great idea about a story. It's kind of loosely revolves around your career and things like that. And I said, I want to hear the story. Tell me the story. What's the story? And so Leslie began telling me her vision, giving me her vision of what she thought the story could be. And after I heard the story, my heart is just, pounding because that was a Brian Westbrook story. That was kind of the things that I've gone through throughout my career. And you won't find a better co-author than Leslie Van Arsdal. And so, listen, I had an opportunity to partner with a great person and share a great story. And I couldn't miss that opportunity.
So, Leslie, when did this start with you? Was this just something that hit you and you thought would be interesting to pursue?
I always wanted to write kids' books. Just, I think from having two young boys and reading so many of them, I was like, I think I could do this. I'd love to do it. And then they love football, like obsessed with football, but they're not necessarily the biggest kids in the class. And so it was just like a rough outline. And then, basically, my husband's like, you do know this is Brian Westbrook's story. And I was like, oh my gosh, it is. And not only that, I mean, this is someone who went to Villanova and then played for the Eagles. So like, what an amazing Philadelphia story. And just after I talked to Brian, we started from scratch and the rest is history. It took a little while though, Brian, didn't it? 2 years to get
it. Took a while. Yeah, that sometimes you have to wait for the good thing, right? Sometimes you have to, it is worth the wait. And I tell people all the time, if Leslie had came to me 20 years ago when I was 22 and she was talking about writing a book, I would have had no frame of reference. And now at 42, I have 3 kids, 9, 5, and 3-year-old. And so now we're reading books to our children all the time. And I know Leslie has 2 boys. She's reading her books too all the time. And when I read a book to my kids, of course, I want an entertaining story. But it's even better to be sealing the deal with a great message to these children, because they'll remember the story and they'll remember the message. And that's what this book is about, delivering a really good story, a true story, and a message at the end that will hopefully help our children as they continue to grow.
So, Leslie, the actual writing, and you mentioned an outline, and a couple of years, I'm sure, to get it published. But how long are we talking to pen to paper to get a story that you were comfortable with?
Yeah. After I talked to Brian, I kind of threw out everything I was doing and started from scratch because Brian's story was so much better than anything I had. So yeah, it took us a while. We had a ton of Zoom meetings. That's where we basically do all our work. And then we had to find the artist. So that was another challenge as well. And then finally we came up with Mr. Tom. And he just got it. A huge Brian Westbrook fan as well. So he was thrilled to work on the project, and he was just perfect for it.
Brian, is it kind of surreal as you're going through this process of putting together something that's kind of based on you and you're involved in it and you're reliving things? I would imagine that it kind of stirs up some interesting emotions and feelings.
It really does. You know, Leslie and I, after we kind of finished all the book and got everything settled, we had a chance to read it. And we just were going through the pages. And it was one of those moments where I became emotional. I don't know about Leslie. I'm the crybaby in the bunch. But I got emotional because I'm reading the story like, wow, this, first of all, it is my story. So it's emotional part there. But it's more inspiring to me now as an adult, because I know some of the struggles that even my young kids are going through. You know, my son went to basketball camp last week, and I would go pick him up. The jersey is two sizes too big. His shorts are down to his shoes, but he's loving it. He's out there playing. And that's because of books like this, because it's, look, I don't care how big you are. It's about what's inside of you. That's what we're teaching our kids. I don't care about your adversity. I don't care about the roadblocks. I don't care about stumbling. Get back up. Believe in yourself. And if you can do that, you can be successful. That's what this book is all about. And so when we read it, and I read it to my kids who never saw me play football live, obviously they've seen some YouTube stuff, they're like, oh my God, daddy, this is real. It becomes real for them. And that's probably the most exciting part for me. You know, just watching their face and as we read these stories to them and share with them, this is real. This is important. People will decide that you're not good enough for whatever reason. You have to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, you can be as successful as you want to be.
Leslie, I'm curious, because obviously you guys talked about you read children's books, you understand. But when you're writing one, is it difficult to stay in that voice, to stay at that level, not dumb it down too much and not write in your own voice, to stay where you need to for the reading level?
Absolutely. I know, gosh, Brian, we have so many Brian stories that would be so great. And there were so many stats and records that he set and stuff like that. But, you know, we're like, kids aren't going to get this. But I think this is why we need another book, Brian, because I mean, just every step of the way, Brian was fighting. I'm just going to have Brian, it's not my story to share, but if you could just tell like the Senior Bowl story. I mean, it's just, this is something kids wouldn't understand, but my gosh, I mean, it didn't end. He just was fighting for everything.
The great part about this story, this is the Brian Westbrook story, but it happens to so many people in life, period. People are always telling you, this is where you fit. This is your place. And I'm like, this is not where I want to reside. This is not where I want to live. I want to be here. And the Senior Bowl story, it was a great story for me because it added a chip to my shoulder. And all these things helped to build that thing to make you successful in the end. And so when I was leaving Villanova, I was lucky enough to be invited to the Senior Bowl, which is basically the best seniors in the country in an all-star game. And we're heading into the game, and I'm battling all week against some of the best, the big school guys, Miami, Florida State, and Oklahoma. And I'm just battling. I know no one there. It's just little small school Villanova guy with the V on their helmet. Nobody knows that Villanova has a football team, and it's just me. And we get to the game, and Stump Mitchell, the running back coach, came to me and said, listen, the NFL, they know that you will only be a special teams player. They know that you will only play third downs. So that's what we're going to do in this game. And so I'm looking at him like, well, coach, this is an all-star game. Everyone gets an opportunity to show your skill set. And he's like, nah, they don't think you're good enough to do that. And so, again, they put you in a box. They say, this is where your level is. This is your ceiling, right? My ceiling in my mind was here. And so, I mean, just imagine all the women, all the children, all the minorities, all the people that have had limits put on them. And because of that, they think that that's where that's their ceiling. That's not our ceiling. Our ceiling is whatever we can dare to press towards, whatever we dare to work hard for, whatever we sacrifice and dedicate ourselves for. That's our ceiling. That's where we want to operate at. And when we talk about sharing this story with our kids and kids across the country, that's what we want them to understand. Your ceiling is where you stop at, where you're willing to work hard for, what you're willing to sacrifice all the different things in the world for. That's what your ceiling is, not what someone else is talking about. And so, you know, this is a real story, and it's a real helpful story to so many people. And that's kind of the way that we designed it.
How hard was finding a publisher, or was it not that difficult at all, Leslie?
You know what? To tell you the truth, it was very easy. We went to two publishers, both accepted the book. We went with Temple just because we felt they got it more, and they just loved just how local it was, you know, with Villanova and the Eagles, and they just got it.
Did you guys, when you're going through this, have any moments of, oh my God, did I use a period or a comma there? Oh my God, did I, like, stuff like that you find yourself, you can't believe you're worried about it, but it kind of just hits you because you're responsible for all this stuff?
Well, that's why they have editors. Because, yes, there were a lot of mistakes.
Brian, where does this, you know, having a book like this kind of based on you that you're a part of, you've had quite the storied career, but does this kind of hit differently than other honors and other things you've achieved?
You know, Matt, to be honest with you, like I mentioned, my kids didn't see me play. And so all they hear is these crazy stories about what dad used to be. And they're probably just like me when I was a kid. And my dad was a really great athlete, but the stories are just stories. It's just someone telling stories. And being able to read this book to them and share the story where they can see it in black and white, this takes fatherhood to a different level. I know it's the same thing for Leslie and her and being a mother. This takes things to a different level. Mm-hmm. People, you know, they see you in the streets and they respect the things you're able to do in the field. To me, this is way more important. I was able to inspire people playing football and win some games for rabid Eagles fans. That's great. But this is about our children. This is about our ability to give back. And in true fashion, Leslie said to me, listen, we have to give back even more. I said, I have a great idea. Let's give back 50% of our proceeds. So 50% of our proceeds from this book will go directly to charity. This is not about getting rich. This is not about, you know, anything else. This is about sharing the story, understanding the lesson, and giving back. And so because we have that ability, we're super happy to be able to give back. And that's why this has so much more meaning than gaining 1,000 yards and catching 90 balls and things like that. This is about our future and the legacy that we'll be leaving. And that kind of feels good in my heart.
And you kind of referenced earlier in the conversation, Leslie, like a second book. It would seem to me that the way this is set up, it is very easy to turn this into the mouse who beat the Giants stuff. I mean, it's yeah. Not, you know, you could do a whole bunch of things. Is that the hope? Are we in wait and see mode, or
we'll wait and see? But yes, there's some rough little ideas floating around.
The mouse that took a knee at the 1 yard line.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of One on One. Many thanks to Leslie Van Arsdal and Brian Westbrook for taking the time to chat. We've included a link so you can buy the book in the show notes. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at One on One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.